Hey everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford!
We're not that far along, so we'll put on a face.
Listening to I Wish You Could See This, and specifically you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Nice job, you killed it.
Nice. What killed what?
Oh, just that station ID. That was the best one I've ever heard.
That's the best one. You really?
Yeah, that was really something special.
You're telling me this now on the air?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, so what are we listening to?
This is Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys.
Oh,
which is awesome.
So good.
And
the human voice could do so much.
Yeah, I know. And like write it all out and make arrangements.
Incredible.
All right. You know what? It was a sentence I thought of
while
in the bathroom earlier. Groove is like a way to avoid musical pretension.
That is the most pretentious sentence I've ever heard.
It's an oxymoron.
Oh,
You're listening to WMFO. This is a Beatles song.
So, first show back.
First show back.
Does it feel different? It feels weird to me.
It feels closer.
It does feel kind of closer, doesn't it?
Just a little. It feels good to be back. Still wishing that you could see this.
Oh, God, I wish you could see this. I just wish. I mean, really, it's cool. Oh, we were talking during the music that over the summer, they made some real upgrades to the studio.
It's insane. WMFO in Medford, 91.5
you
FM.
You keep doing that. That's like your thing.
Yeah, I got a cold. there's just, they
went
they've
all
got
out.
It going on.
They went
yeah, I mean,
all out.
There's a mini fridge in here now.
Oh, there, do you open up the mini fridge?
Yeah.
Do you know what's in there?
Well, it's not plugged in yet, so it's still hot.
Oh,
but
that's true.
Come wintertime, you're going to want some cold drinks.
Easy.
Yeah.
Under the desk. Okay. Massage chairs now.
Yeah. To record in.
Yeah. We sit, record we vocalists.
Are, we are in massage chairs. Uh-huh. Yeah. Everything.
You can hear that vibrato.
Yeah. right. Yeah. We're actually masking it like pros.
Yeah. We are shaking in the opposite way that the chairs are shaking us.
And they're shaking in their stube.
And they're counteracting.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. You said opposite shaking. I said stube.
I don't know what that means.
We're shaking in our boots. It's the opposite.
Oh, God.
It's backwards. Yeah. It's
no one said boots, though. So that's confusing.
But I said stube.
All
so
right. Right. We don't want to confuse the listeners.
That's all I want to do.
And the best update of all, and I was saying this to you, you didn't believe me. Now, when you cue a song, so this is just a little insider peek at how radio works. You cue a song, and that's how they've always done radio.
Right. But now
it's live. It calls up the band, and they come here.
Yeah. Radio 2.0.
And the Beatles, I mean, they were just here.
Jobs was doing it, like, right before he went out.
Right before. Just
like,
right
day before
that light went out.
He was like... this is what's going to happen.
Right before he went to the big iCloud in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And dragged us all with him.
Yep. Yeah, right before that.
Yeah.
We shouldn't dispel our Apple conspiracy theories on air, should we?
Not yet.
Okay, right.
Like
we'll wait
through.
For the right time.
Yeah. You know what I rediscovered today? This could be a teaser, or we just decide that it's the wrong idea.
Great.
I rediscovered a story that I wrote with... Erez and Luke.
Oh, gosh.
One word at a time.
Okay,
in the
so
middle of
we're
a
doing
car.
That.
Yeah. Should we play a song or a few songs first?
We'll play a song. Let's see. Here, we'll
Maybe
play a couple songs.
That's the finale.
Listeners, you want to call in. the number is escaping me at the moment, but is on our website.
855-915-9636.
There it is.
855-915.
9,636,
which is the most effective way
to say that. So
say
anyway, during these songs,
well, they're numbers. You can call them.
Okay,
numbers.
Great.
Musical guy.
During these musical numbers, take a second. Think about if you want to hear us tell Jack's story that he wrote one word at a time with his friends. and if so, give us a call. And if not, we're gonna do it anyway.
Okay.
All right.
And will you introduce the song to us, the next one,
sure.
Without knowing it?
Yep. This is. Jackson Pollock's Here I Go Again, Painting with My Eyes Closed. Enjoy.
If you like to catch waves and spend time catching waves, then give me a quick wave and I'll find you a wave to surf on. Make sure to wave while you're riding a wave, and your hair has a wave, it's a really cool wave, surf on. So go
we've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
And when the evening comes, we smile.
So much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow.
Yes, we've just begun.
Hey, Caleb.
You know, I've just been thinking.
Oh, yeah? That's dangerous.
I know. Can you turn me up a little bit?
Yeah, continue on.
Wait a second. I can't hear myself.
And there we are.
And beautiful. Anyway, if anyone couldn't hear me, I've been thinking.
Oh, yeah?
And that's dangerous. That's dangerous. You know, consider this. The name Pierce.
Pierce feels different than other names.
What could that be? So here I was thinking about this, right? Just picture. Here I was sitting in the WMFO studio, Jack sitting across from me, and I was thinking, what?
You know, I'm just playing Tetris.
Jack's playing Tetris on his phone. Our fans are outside. It's a normal
life.
Our men are in heels. And I was thinking, you know, much as we ask on Passover, why is this night different from all other nights? Why is the name Pierce different from all other names? And then it hit me.
Yeah, it was that one first. In the commons area.
For anybody. Hit me. The name Pierce is not just a name, but a verb.
What?
Thank you. Think about that for a second. I'll say it one more time. The name Pierce is not simply just a name, not just a nomenclature that refers to someone.
Okay.
No, it's a verb.
Are there other names that make me feel this way? What is it?
It's a verb, I said.
That's what you said?
And I said it was a verb.
Okay. What about Skip? That makes me feel the same way.
Oh, the name Skip. Oh, I like that. Oh, now I'm grooving with you. Okay, great. Okay, well, what about this? What about Chip?
Yeah, I like Chip. What about Drew?
Oh my God.
I don't know about Drew.
It doesn't feel pure.
What else would work?
What about Dawn?
Yeah, I think Don Woodwork.
As in, you know, I donned my cap.
Okay. Yeah, right. But people say that.
People say
still.
That. And that's a name.
What about Bob?
Oh my gosh, that's a perfect one. Okay, okay, what is this? I challenge you. Give me a rapid fire. I'd like five in a row.
Okay. Mark.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a home run. Pat.
Oh.
Bob. Rob.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah. How many?
I said five. I'm forgetting where we are.
I think that's four.
Uh-huh.
What about Chuck?
Oh, my God. That's the best one I've ever heard.
That's the best one.
That's the best one I've ever heard. Chuck? Are you kidding me?
Chuck and Pierce.
So wait, let's just say that. You can get the name, you know, you can hear the name Chuck.
You can buy it.
And as a person, that's a person you're referring to. But wait a second. No, it's not. That's an action that you're doing.
No,
all
dude.
At the same time.
Yeah, it's a verb.
It's a verb and a name, and it's a beautiful thing.
It does
thing.
Both. But, you know, we do have a challenge for all six listeners.
Oh, six listeners.
All six listeners.
Oh, wait. Let's talk about how many listeners we've lost in 24 minutes.
Okay.
I think it's a record, isn't it?
I think, you know, it just may be. Well, we were at 13 at the start, and we're at 13 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So... some people are listening.
Oh, great.
But, okay, this is the challenge to the listeners. Can you think of a two-letter answer to this challenge?
The name challenge.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, which is, so a name that is also a verb that's two syllables.
Two syllables?
Yeah, it's hard.
It's impossible. If you can, okay, if you can come up with it.
We will give you 10 free stickers.
Yep. And that we swear by. Actually, turn the music down for a second. We swear by that. We don't mess around with the stickers.
No, we don't. It's
you'll,
like
you'll get 10 free stickers.
The stickers are above all.
Above all. And everyone, all right, you can put it back up. Okay.
Having you in my night, all through the sky. Oh, maybe I'll go join them in flight, but probably not tonight.
Incredible. Very true. Very well spoken of you to say.
Oh, what's this?
What's this? It's a special time.
It's a special time. Here, folks, we've arrived. It's 12:34 a.m. on Thursday.
Yes.
September 26th, 2019.
Yep. A very special day.
And this is not just any day. And not just any hour.
Which hour is it?
It's the hour where we will go on a journey.
Right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, WMFO
Medford,
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Jack, why don't you take it away?
Right, take it away? Well, actually, I have a story for you.
Oh.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Oh.
A reading.
Oh.
I wrote this with some esteemed colleagues.
Oh.
Yeah. And that was it. All right.
Do we need any background?
No, I think maybe we should just jump in. Well, I should probably say this story was written one word at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we won't be able to tell.
Yeah, no, hardly. Okay.
So, well, all right, folks, strap in for the epic of your lives.
Okay. Little Sufyan seldom returns home after Labor Day. However, his yearning for blood became uncompromised when his agony took lives. This ended many relationships between friends and animals, although Sufyan never compromised. Sufyan came back early this cycle.
Why?
Squealed his mailman. Helga hadn't written the will yet for Daddy's arrangement. Mailmen don't approve of Sufyan, said Sufyan. Sufyan yawns sweetly, returning home. Chapter 2.
Oh.
Batteries galore. I don't know if you noticed, Chapter 1 didn't have a title.
Oh.
Sufyan, whispered Mommy Helga. Don't touch Daddy. Squeeze my lemons for Passover. What? Yelped our hero. Since when does we celebrate lemons? Helga snapped, slurping his shake drink. Sufyan moaned, slapping the cracked lemons. Be gone, Satan. My name is Sufyan. Chapter 3.
Wow.
Enormous transformation. Sufyan gawked with malice and intent also. His stares, when climbing drunk with rage. What? Bellowed Sufyan, vibrating under disguise. Uh-huh. Bounding down backwards easily, he ascended downwards upside down. In truth, Sufyan's room was blue. Rarely did description matter when looking upstairs. To his surprise, the door was gone. Chapter 4. Frederick Elkinsbury. Sufyan's bloodlust raged monthly. Now was time to stop killing family, but not quite yet. First, Sufyan broke windows and promises by treating animals to dinner. Sufyan's father was dead with rage, but Sufyan's mother was alive with rage. You could say that the house was filled with rage again. His bed rocked with tides intermittently, for their house lived honestly. Frederick, peeped Sufyan and Helga with pride. Quite honestly, screamed Frederick. Quite honestly, screamed Frederick. The three were loud with rage, but prideful and prudent and horny. Chapter 5. Papa's Contract. Fetch sister. Never. Yes, please. All right.
Wow. And there you have it. Those are the first five chapters of the unnamed story, where the second chapter is titled Batteries Galore.
Yeah, that's the one.
I have tears coming out of my eyes.
You're allergic?
Yes, I'm allergic to the story here.
Yeah.
That was touching in more ways than you could possibly know.
Mm-hmm.
I hope our listeners enjoyed it. And there are two chapters left remaining in the thrilling story following Sufyan and the animals and Frederick. We do hope you stay tuned for what's to come.
Yeah. If you just please stay.
Please. Come on, just
please stay. Easy. Please stay.
It's easy to stay.
Please stay.
It's easy
to stay. Please stay.
Hey.
Hey everyone, it's coming up on 12:46 a.m. And you know, I was just thinking 12:47. I'm sorry. You know, I was just thinking. I was thinking that this is. I wish you could see this. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, baby.
That's free as the day is now
long.
Night.
Oh. Anyway, I was thinking.
You were thinking.
We love you listeners a lot.
Yeah.
We do. And the last thing I would want is for any of you to get hurt.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the last thing I'd want. Our listeners are our most important people.
Our most important assets. In a way, we put all our money into them.
Yeah.
And if they
fall... Yeah, in a way, that's true.
In a way.
And they put money into this.
In a way. Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, really talk to you guys face-to-face as best we can through this medium. And talk about ladder safety. No, I don't mean ladder safety as in former safety or ladder safety. I mean ladder safety.
Ladder safety as in
safety of latter-day saints.
Yeah. And how they can be.
Okay, yeah. We're on the same page.
Yeah,
exactly.
Super cool. What kind of safety? For real.
I'm talking about
ladder
safety.
You're talking about rungs.
I'm talking about rungs, baby. I'm talking about...
Rungs and two vertical rungs.
Rungs, two bigger vertical rungs. Actually, four vertical rungs coming up to that hot apex at the top.
Oh, I
and
see.
And you know what we call that here? We call that an apex of danger. Because it's really dangerous to be on a ladder.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to tell you why. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. It'd help send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Wow, what about sharks?
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the hundreds...
That's a good line.
That is a good line. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people, poor souls, who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Fell directly off the ladder.
Wait, where did they go?
To the center. The trauma center. Last year alone.
Alone.
They were in the trauma center alone.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I'm getting all choked up. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Ortho is the prefix having to do with teeth, so I'm a little bit confused about that. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety, it's not teeth, it's bones, and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And we're back. We last left Sufjan in a confusing state of affairs.
Confusing, to say the least.
To say the least. And I've been sitting on the edge of my seat just to hear the end of this story. I'm honestly a little bit emotional about it.
Yeah, and that's why I think you should be the one to read it.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Are you kidding me?
No, dude.
Okay.
You think you can do that for me?
Yeah, man, I can do that.
Thanks.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Okay.
Chapter 6. Dapper Madness. It's black tie, said the mailman in harmony, disapprovingly, with haste. The family rarely dressed up without Papa. New beginnings steamed from old beginnings. The funeral was long and wet with rage and blood.
All the blood.
They ate in silence, except for the occasional full conversation. Soon, Sufjan would kill with many weapons unless a kiss interrupted his intent. The kiss didn't happen as he planned.
No.
Frederick admitted flamboyantly the alphabet. Sufjan puckered towards his muse and lifted deliberately lobes belonging to can't believe it. Debbie Buckenstein.
Yeah, dude. Debbie.
Gratefully, he kiss-sucked balls. Sufjan could kill again, but Helga could shoot him. He did, and she did also. The end. But wait, there's more. Chapter 7. Sufjan's funeral. Who was he? Maybe a bird.
No, a friend.
But never again. Not even once. Not even a little bit.
Be caught.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, you are. This is I Wish You Could See This, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's the right one, WMFO Medford or WMFO in Medford. It's currently 12:59. That was the first episode.
That was the first episode.
I Wish You Could See This. Season 3?
Season 3, dude. Season three, of dude. Many more to come.
Many more?
I'm excited.
Many more?
I'm not graduating, dude.
Not yet.
I'm staying here forever.
Wait, are you sure?
Oh, the network just ordered 10 more seasons.
This network just ordered 10 more seasons.
The radio network just ordered 10 more seasons.
Oh, dude, syndication.
Syndication, baby. I'm talking royalty checks up the wazoo.
Up, out, in, around, on top of, prepositions. Are they names? Find out next week.
We tackle prepositions, names, and more. And maybe we get a little bit personal.
Yeah, just maybe. Caleb.
Yeah.
What? I got a question for you.
Yeah, give it to me.
What are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about now?
Yeah.
We'll talk about how great
no
a show
questions
is just
in improv.